I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The White House says the U.S.'s failure to capture Osama bin Laden shows the limitations of U.S. military and intelligence power. Finding bin Laden and breaking up his network after the attacks of September 11, 2001, led to the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. Now, 7 years later, Afghanistan is still a battleground. The World's Quill Lawrence reports Afghans are starting to doubt whether their country will turn the corner anytime soon.
Kabul's main tourist market is the oddly named Chicken Street. Shops line the street full of junk and antiques, rusty daggers and muskets, thousands of carpets, sometimes laying out in the street so the traffic will give them an instant antique look. Chicken Street is also about the only place in Afghanistan you'll see a visible marker commemorating 9/11, and it's a strange one. Soon after the American invasion in 2001, towel-sized rugs began to appear with the twin towers woven into the pattern, complete with two crashing airliners.
It's written, actually, September 11, 2001, made in Afghanistan.
This one says, the terrorism war in America, Afghanistan, first impact, second impact. There's an aircraft carrier. It's a very strange carpet, yeah?
Right.
Farid is a carpet seller on Chicken Street. He says mostly foreigners buy these souvenirs. For him, 9/11 was a day that brought hope to his country.
Well, of course, you know, actually it is good because, you know, that was the first step, you know, that the Americans just started to bring down the tourism, and they came to Afghanistan. If that wasn't happening in there, they might not come to Afghanistan.
Farid says everything takes time, but he thinks the improvements in the country are undeniable. There's a building boom, hundreds of miles of newly paved roads, and better education and health care. Few of the shopkeepers along the street agree, though.
I'm shopkeeper about 39 years.
Haji Kundi Shah also has a few of the 9/11 carpets hanging outside his shop, but no one's buying. Suicide bombers have seen Chicken Street as a target-rich environment. And in July, a truck bomb ripped through the Indian embassy nearby. Business is dead, says Kundi Shah. Taliban times were bad, he says, but this is even worse, between the bombs and the high unemployment. Kundi Shah doesn't think anyone here is going to pay attention to the 9/11 anniversary. They're too preoccupied with the high price of food. And of course, there are some who are pleased to see the American effort struggling. Those Afghans who support the Taliban. Al-Madani, who didn't want to give his full name, was an Afghan volunteer with Al-Qaeda on September 11th, 2001.
I was happy because this was good that he's referring, you know, to that Americans should see at least one bad day because Muslims are, you know, suffering in Palestine, Chechen, Kashmir. So it is good that they also see a bad day on their head. Because in most of Muslim cases, they are involved and they are helping the enemies of these Muslims, especially Israel.
A young man with a wispy brown beard, Madani says he fought alongside Osama bin Laden in Tora Bora and then moved across to Pakistan, where he was eventually arrested and handed over to the Americans. He wound up in Guantanamo for more than 6 years and was released back to Afghanistan only last April. He thinks all of Afghanistan is turning against the foreign forces here, especially because of civilians killed in coalition military action.
I don't know that what the people will think. I don't know. But the works that they are doing, like the bombing and civilians, including children are killed, it will give you no negative result. And people are getting angry at them. And once, you know, they will say that, okay, it is good that these Americans, these foreign soldiers are killed because they are killing our civilians. So one day will arrive that the whole nation will stand against them.
Those who share Madani's views are in the minority, but that doesn't mean the majority are content, says Mohammed Fahim Dashti, editor of a weekly newspaper in Kabul. He says the government set up by the Americans is riddled with corruption.
I don't think that Afghans who lived under the Taliban and who are not supporters of Taliban, they ever feel that it was better being under the Taliban. But people feel that, or people think that it could have been much more better if things were going on the right direction. But unfortunately, it's not the case now.
Dashti comes from the exact opposite end of the spectrum. In September 2001, he was fighting against the Taliban alongside the Northern Alliance leader Ahmed Shah Massoud. When Al-Qaeda suicide bombers killed Massoud on September 9th, Dashti was wounded by the blast. He was in a hospital bed 3 days later when he heard the news that New York and Washington were under attack. At the time, he was hopeful that it meant a new day for Afghanistan. But now he blames the coalition for allowing the Taliban insurgency to regroup and raid right up to the outskirts of Kabul. As for September 11th, Afghans have their own trouble on their minds, he says.
I don't think any ordinary Afghans will think, even will remember that today is the 11th of September.
For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Kabul.